year, talking about the theme for the year, which is to impact. We want to live life in our community to impact them. Christ calls us not only to exist in a community, but to really live in a way that glorifies Him, but the other people feels the presence of God in that community. And so at Delaware Christian Church this year, we want to impact, and we studied a few weeks ago about what it means to be salt and light. Salt has this component of preserving life, to stopping decay from happening, and that's what we are called to do. As Christians, we are called to stop the decay of sin from happening in the world that we live today. And we do that by being light, by talking and sharing about the gospel to those around us. And to live life as salt and life, I talked about last week, it really means to embrace the calling that God has given us to our lives, which means to be blessed. We are called by God to bless other people. He blessed us so that we can bless others. So on that specific sermon, I talked about the letter B, that it is, if you want to live a life that benefit that impacts others, you need to live a life that other people benefit from. So the B of blessing stands for benefiting. Today I'm going to talk about that if you want to live a life that impacts other people, we must listen to people's life stories and needs if we want to impact them. So today, the message today, it is about listening. And that's the theme for the message. We must listen to people's life stories and needs if we want to impact them for Jesus. So the B stands for benefiting. The L stands for listening. And that's what the message is about today. In James chapter 1, verse 19, James says this: listen, open your ears, harness your desire to speak, and don't get worked up into a rage so easily, my brothers and sisters. See, here's the thing about being a pastor is that I have proposed this a long time ago in my own life. I will never preach a message that hasn't been preached to myself first. So this week, as I put this message on listening together, I found out that I'm a horrible listener. Right? If it comes to my wife or my kids, like, I am horrible listener. They have to, Laura was talking to me, and I was on my phone. She's like, Sam, and I'm like, I'm listening. You know what that got me? Sleeping on the couch that night. That's where I was. No, I'm joking. But, you know, she's like, Sam, pay attention to me. Listen. James is telling us here that we ought to harness our desire to speak, but that we ought to open up our ears to listen. Here's the thing, I'm very bad at listening, but I am awesome in speaking, right? And isn't that how it goes? If you can listen, you think you're a great speaker, right? And I am, don't you agree? See here, James, the book of James was written about 48 AD, and this letter was written by the brother of Jesus, who became one of the leaders of the church in Jerusalem. James wrote the letter to Christians everywhere that transcends all time. He wrote it to teach Christians to practice Christianity. He emphasizes that if we have a genuine faith, we will show it by acting like Jesus did. We would live more like Jesus. And if there's one thing that Jesus mastered, is the ability to listen to people. Have you ever spent some time in the gospel? Jesus' conversation with the women in the well. Jesus' conversations with the disciples. Right? Like, Jesus had this ability to listen to people. So James gives a practical advice on things like anger and fighting and showing favoritism and controlling the tongue or boasting and being patient and prayer. And right here on chapter 1, verse 19, he talks to Christians everywhere to participate on the lost art of listening. Listening is a very important characteristic for a disciple of Jesus. You can't be a disciple of Jesus and not master this lost art of listening. And I'll prove that to you in a second. But here's another thing. Listening is one of the easiest things you can ever do and one of the hardest things you will ever do. Would you agree with me on that? It is so easy to listen to somebody, but in the same time, it is so difficult. I like to define listening as this: to hear with attention, resulting in response to what was heard. It is not only listening to the noise or hearing the noise, it is actually processing what you heard and responding to that. So listen becomes a very important thing because how you listen determines how you are blessed. It has to do with your blessing. Your ability to listen has to do with your blessing. And I talked about last week that, if you can only bless others if you're blessed. And I'm going to expand that in a little bit here. But it has to do with your blessings. Listening has to do with your blessings, resulting in your ability to or not be able to bless other people. Look at John. John chapter 10, verses 27. Jesus is talking and he says this: "My sheep hear my voice." It's not a boat. I know I didn't say that right. I can hear your face like, "Oh, what? Is a sheep or sheep? Sheep or sheep?" My bad. Hear my voice. Now you got it, right? "And I know them, and they follow me." So see what's going on here. Jesus is saying, listen, those who wants to follow me got to listen first and then respond. They got to hear and respond. They hear my voice. I know them. And the response is, they follow me. Listening is important for a follower of Jesus. You can't follow Jesus if you don't hear his voice. Romans chapter 10, 17 says this: "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of God." See, we got to hear from God's word. We got to listen because faith is a product of paying attention to God's word. So this first listening is important for your ability to bless others. It is only possible upon this kind of listening. Remember last week I said, blessing flows from the greater to the lesser. You can only bless people if you have been blessed by Jesus, which is based on your ability to listen to his word and respond to it. So many of us, we are hearing God's word and not responding, which means we are not listening. Luke chapter 11, verses 27 and 28. It is an interesting verses, right? There are some passages in the Bible that I'm like, man, this is interesting. And this is one of them. The first part, Jesus is teaching. And then out of a set, a crowd, he's in the middle of a crowd, you know. And he's teaching, probably yelling with people. And out of a sudden, this lady comes and says, as he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised up her voice and said, so she's yelling. And she says, "Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breast at which you nurse." I was like, all the guys, right? But look what Jesus tell her. "I think your priority is a little bit out of whack here, ma'am. It's all good to be able to give birth and see where your provision for your food comes from, but bless are those who hear the word of God and keep it." See, a blessing comes from hearing God's word and being able to respond to it. And this is not part of the passage, but let me tell you this. So many times we're failing in our relationships and or in our professional life or so on and so forth. We don't feel blessed, and we can name which areas of our lives we're not blessed at. And we are talking to God about it, and God's like, the Bible makes it very simple, and God tells us right here that blessed rather are those who hear God's word. We are not spending time in God's word. We are not spending time listening to him. Therefore, we are not blessed. I know it is not as simple as that. I understand. But the beginning of blessing starts, the beginning of blessing, it is paying attention, listening, and hearing God's word. And respond to it by keeping it. So this is important and crucial. But this is not the only kind of listening that we ought to have. And it's not the focus of the message today. I'll focus on the listening that allows you and I to bless other people. So it's not only about, listening to God's word and listening so that we are blessed, but it's also being able to listen so that we can bless other people. Let me read this for you first. Psalm 116, verses 1 and 2 says this. I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my prayer for mercy. Because he bends down, he responds it. He responds to my prayer. Because God responds, he bends down to listen. I will pray as long as I have breath. See, here's the thing that many of us don't believe, and it's so true in the Bible, is that God listens to your prayers and he responds to it. And because God listens to your prayer and he responds to it, we are to listen to other people and respond to them. Our ability to bless others through listening to them, it is given to us because God himself has blessed us in the same way. We listen and respond to people's life stories and their needs because God has responded to our life stories and our needs. So it is not about listening. It not only has to do with the blessings that we receive from God, but has to do with our ability to bless other people. God made us to be relational people. We have a longing to be in relationship with other people, with others, with friends and family members and people in our community. And even though we are made to be relational, we often find ourselves being very, very unsuccessful on building and maintaining and keeping relationship, right? And we all ask the question, how can we be successful in relationships? So what is one of those strategies that help us be successful in relationship? And for me, one of those things that the Bible tells us is having the ability to listen. You want to start to have successful relationships and meaningful relationships and maintain them? I think listening is one of those things that you ought to do in order to show other people that you love, that you care, that you are engaged with them on what's going on. See, your professional life, your friendships, your marriage, your relationship with those you care about is cultivated, is built upon, and maintained by your individual ability to listen, to participate in this lost art of listening. Our ability to listen impacts how you raise your kids, how you interact with your spouse, how you deal with your friends, how you relate with your neighbors, how you engage the world around you, your co-workers. James Dobson said this, for some strange reason, human beings tolerate stress and pressure much more easily if at least one other person knows they are enduring. Just this week, I went to purchase something, and as I'm talking to the salesman, I shared what I do for a living, and it's something that I do often. And as soon as I said, well, I'm a pastor of Delaware Christian Church, the guy, he looked up and he was like, This is a divine appointment, Pastor Sam. And I'm like, oh boy, there it comes. You know, every time I say I'm a pastor, people act weirdly around me, you know. And first they're like, look at me like, you can't be a pastor. Then after it's like, this is a divine appointment, Pastor Sam. And I'm like, okay, what is it? And he's like, Pastor Sam, about 4 months ago, I lost my 23-year-old son. And he started to cry. And for the next 2 hours, he told me his whole life story, his wife's life story, his kids' life story, and he told me all about how he's suffering and his pain and all his hurting from his mind, from his heart, and how his family's broken. And I don't know if you follow me on social media, but I put on Facebook something to the effect of, like, it's good to cry with those who are crying. Listen, sometimes people are hurting out there and crying, and they just need someone to hear, to listen, to process, and to respond with them. And we cry together. We pray together. Never met the guy in my life. We pray together. We cry together. And at the end of our little unexpected get-together, he looked at me. He's like, Pastor Sam, I feel much better. Guys, I didn't say a word. I didn't know what to say. I didn't have to say. He didn't need a word to be spoken. He needed someone who would be engaged, intentionally engaging and listening to what was going on in his heart and in his mind. There is something about listening that brings people the strength and the assurance that they need in order to pull through it. You know why? Because to listen is to love, to strengthen the relationship we have with others, which is also the best way of blessing those who we come in contact with every day. Listen, I want to speak very clear English here right now. I need you to get these two statements because they're so important, okay? This is what I want you to hear. Poor listening rejects people. Poor listening rejects people. It doesn't matter who it is, if it is your spouse, your kids, your co-worker, the person who is sitting beside you in the pew right now, in the chairs right now. It doesn't matter who it is. Poor listening, do you know what that means? That means rejection. People understand as rejection, but good listening embraces. Good listening embraces it. So many of us, we're going through a tough time in our relationships because we are such horrible listeners, which sends the message of rejection to those around us. Second statement, poor listening diminishes the other person, while good listening invites them to exist and to matter. Poor listening diminishes other people, while good listening invites them to existence and to tell them that they matter. And that's why God listens to you, because he wants to embrace you, because he wants you to make sure that you exist and that you matter. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a Christian author well known on Life Together, he wrote this: just as love to God begins with listening to his word, so the beginning of love for the brethren is learning to listen to them. See, listening is a form of love. And love always impacts people. Listening, by listening, we remove ourselves from the center of our universe and we replace ourselves with somebody else when we are listening to them. We put our agenda aside. We take a break from our own things and our own desires, and we focus and pay attention to somebody else, their needs, and what's going on in their life. Listening requires a selfless life and humility. It is a form of love, and love is good to any relationship. Let me repeat this statement again. It is up there for you. Poor listening diminishes another person, while good listening invites them to exist and matter. There's nothing like listening to affirm somebody. Listening affirms people, and there is nothing like loving people through affirmation. We all want to matter. We all want to be known, and listening is the highest way of affirmation towards somebody else. When we listen, we invite another person to exist. The person is given opportunity to be known. The Bible tells us that what a person says comes from their heart, right? Like the everything that we say it actually originates from the heart. That's what the Bible say. Luke chapter 6:45. It is up there for you. Luke chapter 6:45 says this: the good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasures produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. See, what we speak comes out of the heart. And so it is not only important that you understand and listen to the words, but also to the motivation of why the person is telling you what the person is telling you. I was just telling you the story of the salesman that I got to hang out with this week for a little bit. It is not only about the words that he was saying, it is what was going on in his heart. He was heartbroken for losing his son. So it is important for you to be a good example as a Christian to those around you by listening to them. So a boss who pauses at his employee desk and say, hey, I'm going through this. What is your opinion? Calling someone to existence and matter. Maybe it's a mother who needs to stop cooking to listen to her child for a little bit. Maybe it's a stranger who stops another stranger and say, hey, how's it going? This all invites people to be acknowledged and to say, you are a person. Let me accept you. Let me embrace you. Let me invite you to existence and to matter. So it is not only listening is not only a form of love, but listening is a ministry. Diedrich, the same guy, on his same book, Life Together, he said this: there are many times when listening can be a greater service than speaking. I mean, I just illustrated for you that as I talk as I listen to the salesman. But here's the thing, we sometimes think that the biggest ministry we can give is our advice, isn't it? Like we know everything. Don't we know everything? I mean, someone comes to a problem with us, and instead of just listening, we always have a solution for somebody. Janet Dunn, she said this. I have the quote there for you. This is such an important quote for me. She said this: good listening often diffuses the emotions that are part of the problem being discussed. Sometimes releasing this emotion is all that is needed to solve the problem. The speaker may neither want nor expect us to say anything in response. How many times you have a problem and you sit with somebody and you go through all the problems on your own. You're just regurgitating everything, talking, and in the end of when you're talking, that person is listening, you're like, I found the solution myself. You didn't have to say a word. Have you ever been there? I mean, as a pastor, one of the things that I try to cultivate is that it's like sometimes people just needed to listen to themselves and go through the whole thing in order for them to find their own solution for their lives. I don't know anything. I'm 38 years old. But sometimes God is working in people's lives, and the worst thing you can do is to get in God's way by interjecting whatever you think is right. Listening is so important. It's a ministry to those around us. I want to quote one more time Bonhoeffer. He says this: often a person can be helped merely by having someone having someone who will listen to him seriously. Sometimes we just need someone to be Jesus to us by giving of the sacrificing of their time and their ears and their attention to us. Every person matters. But I find that we don't usually like to listen to people. I have found that it's like that, even though we know the worth of it, the Bible speaks of it, and we have a lot of example of Jesus listening to people, it is hard for us to do that. Why is it so hard for us to stop and listen to people? Why is it so hard to engage other people by listening? I think I have three things here. Let's see if you agree with me. The first one is we find draining. It is draining to listen to other people. Would you agree at times? Right? Yes, listening requires effort, a service. It is a service, like, which is defined by, where it involves a lot of work. It's like serving others through loving action of listening requires intentionality, helpfulness, kindness, surrender. I mean, listening sometimes is like, you got to be intentional, and you got to be helpful, and you got to have the kindness, be patient, you know? And that sounds a lot like work. Listening to people is work, but many are eager to have someone hear their stories. Listening is one of the most sacrificial acts a person can do because it demands energy, attention, and love. See, you want to be like Jesus? Live sacrificial lives? We all want to. It doesn't matter if it's draining. Sacrifice is hard. And we ought to sacrifice our lives by listening. Another reason why I think people don't engage people by listening is because we lack motivation. To be honest, we are often not in the mood to engage those around us. And listening to people's problem is never a good motivator, is it? Right? We just want to focus on ourselves. We have the choice in every moment whether to be complacent or to engage others. It often takes a godly motivation to seek relationship with other people. But I think we can invite God in that conversation in our own lives that to show us the importance of listening to people. The motivation is not people, it is not you, it is God Himself who wants to use you in that matter. Maybe some other reason why we don't get engaged with people listening, because we are fear of rejection. Have you ever started a conversation with someone who knows it's hurting, but that person shuts you down? We are afraid of being rejected. And I think the last reason that I could think of that we don't engage people through listening is because we're afraid to disappoint people. We're afraid to disappoint people. We are afraid to challenge ourselves and to engage through listening because we'll know we have to keep up. We know that we have to respond, and maybe we don't have what it takes to respond to it. It is through listening. Listening intentionally means consistency. We cannot invest in a person and expect to just walk away after you heard. Life can get messy and conversation can get deep. But loving people through listening is a commitment that must be kept even when it is not easy or fun. And we are afraid of that. So we talked about how listening it is love, is a form of love. How listening is a ministry. My last point is this. Listening shows people that you care. Proverbs chapter 11, verses 24 and 25 says this. One gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give and only suffers want. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. I mean, you have heard this proverb before, and it's usually used on a sermon for stewardship. It's about money, because it has the word, one gives freely, people think about money. But this is not it about money. This is about a principle of life, right? It is about a principle that must be applied to different aspects of your life. So he's saying, for those who give ears away, those who sit down and listen to people freely, he grows all richer. Listen, the more you listen to people, the more people will listen to you in the future. Because reality is, you might not be listening to someone to hear you today, but in the future you might. And the Bible, the principle here is clear. You listen to people, and in the future you'll be listened to. If you don't, you won't. You cultivate that practice, and you'll be enriched by it. Listening shows you want to understand what the other person is experiencing, is feeling, and is thinking. when someone close to you senses that you are not really listening to what he or she is saying or has to say, the person is hurt. Not listening gives the message that he or she doesn't count, that what they're going through doesn't matter, they're not worth of your time. Listening shows, though, that you care, which in turn strengthens the relationship and assures that person. So in order for you to listen, I have two advices that you need to take really close to you. You need to eliminate distractions. We live in a distracted world. We are distracted by everything. When talking to someone, put your phone aside, look that person in the eye, and listen and process what's going on. I know it is hard to do it, but it's so simple in the same time. Bring humility to it. You have to be humble. The world and it is not all about you. It is about those around you. So you ought to be humble. I love Philippians 2, chapter 3, that says this: do nothing from selfish ambition and conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. Be humble. Eliminate distractors. Pay attention to the person that is talking to you. I gotta say, one of the greatest challenges in listening to others is pride. We only listen to others until we find something we want to say. Once we have an idea, an insight, a point that we want to make, we are fixed in it, and that's all that's going on in our mind. Everything else becomes background noise. I'm not sure about you, but I often fight with that, with the ability to listen, to take the distraction away, to bring humility to it, and to consider somebody else more significant than myself. This week, as I have been thinking about this topic, I've been trying to catch myself when these things happen. It is embarrassing how often it does not only this happen, not only with my wife or with my kids. I don't listen. It was very apparent to me this week. Laura was talking to me at home this week, and she has to, Sam. And I'm like, I'm listening. But in reality, I was not. Pride can get in the way of you from loving, ministering, and showing other people that you care. I want to give you an opportunity this week to participate on this lost art. Because we are called to be a blessing to people. And one of the greatest blessings we can give is our time that comes with our attentive ears. This week I would like to encourage you to take the time to listen to people, their hurts, their needs, by volunteering at Grace Clinic here in Delaware. I have it up there for you, Grace Clinic. I want you, listen, Delaware Christian Church, I want us to be light and salt, and I'm going to give you, like every week, I'm going to give you opportunity to use, to live out the sermon, to live out what we're talking about. And me and the staff will do the same. And I think Grace Clinic could give a great opportunity for you to connect to people and to listen to them. And they have several volunteer opportunities there. If you are a non-licensed individual, you can be a greeter, a receptionist, and a patient flow. You can pray with people to encourage them. You can listen to what's going on in their life and pray for them. You can show your gift of hospitality and just by sharing a meal. And let me tell you, the best conversations, the best time to listen to people is through a meal. Can participate at that at Grace Clinic. So it is, as your pastor, I'm inviting you to join me and the staff and serve in Delaware through listening this week. It might be in your workplace too. It might be your own home. Take all the distractions away. Be humble. Love, minister, and care for those that God has put in your own life. So as you live here today, pick up one of these shirts and meditate on what God is asking you to do, who He's asking you to listen, and put on this t-shirt and go to Christ Clinic and serve and represent Delaware Christian Church in this community, because I want Delaware City to know that there is a church in Delaware who is ready to listen to their life stories. We're ready to listen to their needs, and we are ready to respond. So go represent Jesus this week by being Christ-like, listening.